U.S. Supreme Court okays life without parole imprisonment for children. By Shaka Buna. As we take one step forward to become a more civilized and enlightened American nation, the dregs of society pull us two steps backwards. I'm speaking of the United States Supreme Court taking a huge step forward by using the cases Roper versus Simmons, Graham versus Florida, and Miller versus Alabama to end death penalty sentences and mandatory life without parole sentencing of children under the age of 18. To bring the U.S. into conformity with international human rights agreements like the 1989 United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. The two steps backwards is how state legislatures and district attorney associations have been working overtime to keep the legal practice of life sentencing intact by taking advantage of the loopholes left open in the Miller case by the United States Supreme Court justices for that purpose. Let me explain. America is a master of deception. The Supreme Court justices never intended to outright abolish life imprisonment for children entirely. The justices could have abolished sentencing children to life imprisonment in the Miller case, but they didn't. Instead, the justices simply held that mandatory life without parole sentencing schemes for child offenders is unlawful. The justices have implied that state courts and legislators can keep their barbaric legal practice of sentencing children to life with or without parole imprisonment, but that they just can't impose such sentences on children in a mandatory fashion. And there we go, people, two steps backwards. The U.S. Supreme Court is attempting to fool the American people and the United Nations into believing that America has finally joined the rest of the world's nations into conforming to the international human rights agreements, so that the domestic and international pressure they were under to abolish sentencing children to life imprisonment will now end. Meanwhile, state courts continue to sentence children to death by incarceration via life without parole imprisonment. From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Buna. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.